This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, some stages, because, you know, they're scared to start over, they normalize chaos as a passion. So we thought we should actually do a masterclass about how to level up, you know, our relationship in 2026. Look at the habits we should be picking up this year to make it work. We got you covered.
No, we do. And we're talking to relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans. Paula Quincy is joining us on the line. Good morning, Paula. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning to you and the listeners.
So let's look back at 2025 in retrospect. The two habits that, as an expert, you felt like people should really drop as we ended the year.
I think people need to stop being afraid of speaking up about their needs, and they need to stop avoiding difficult or hard conversations.
And now, as we look ahead, it's a brand new year. We're all starting afresh. How do we pick up habits that help level our relationship? You know, that would, and what would you say those habits are?
I think the most common issues that come up, which would be something to focus on going forward, is about presence. So being fully present in your relationship, in terms of your own needs, as well as that of your partners, and creating a healthy environment where you can communicate with each other openly and honestly. So those difficult conversations that I was talking about, which helps create connection and intimacy. So when I say intimacy, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about that sense of feeling close and safe with someone that I can be fully vulnerable and bring my true self into this relationship.
And if I got into 2026 with a rocky relationship and I'm stuck between should I go or should I stay, how do I get myself to that point of really making a decision?
I think, first of all, assess and review the relationship in terms of what are the positives and what are the negatives. How are you contributing to those positives and negatives? What are you willing to change about yourself? And what is your partner willing to change? And are you both really committed to doing the work to turn your relationship around? Because that's what it's going to take to turn a relationship around. And if you feel that there is still value worth fighting for or working towards, then stay and give it a go. And if not, then make the decision to walk away and let each other go.
Sure. All right, Paula, I think, you know, that's straightforward. That's, you know, a succinct. It's something you can think about. Thank you for making the time to talk to us. Have an amazing week, and we'll catch up next time we talk to you, whenever that is. That's relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.